Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much, Jeremy. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Patty Green back on the show. Patty is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, let's just go ahead and celebrate her 13th anniversary right now, because that's coming up any in the next day or two. She's a professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College, and she's been a leader in that school's leadership of entrepreneurial studies and entrepreneurial research. She's also the co-founder of the Diana Project and a number of other credentials, which I'm going to get her to remind us about in just a little bit. She's our good friend, Patty Green. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always good to be with you.
Good to have you back, as always. And remind me about a couple of the other things you're working on. I don't have your book in front of me.
Oh, that's okay. And we're working on a new one.
All right.
But mostly what I've been doing the last few years is the academic director for FIRST, the 10,000 Small Businesses Program from Goldman Sachs. And now I'm working on 10,000 Women, which is the global outreach part of that.
Speaking of women, Wednesday is International Women's Day.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, are you excited about that?
Always.
Can I have a little fun with you for a minute?
Sure.
You and I are a good sport. So I was listening to the International Women's Day thing the other day, and they were saying it's going to be International Women's Day, and they said women are going to go on strike.
I actually missed that.
They said that. Huh. And then I thought, okay, you know, that's fine. Women deserve to have their grievances pointed out. You know, it's men do it every day. Why not let women do it, you know, too? But then they said one more thing, Patty, and I thought this was interesting. They said, yeah, it'll be a day without a woman. And they're saying this to men, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, they have no idea what that sounds like to a man. A day.
I'm afraid to even ask what you're
saying there. A day without a woman. I said, they went too far. They pushed it too far. They have no idea what that sounds like to a man.
Who's the they? Who's saying that?
This was on the news. I mean, I heard it on the news report. It was they were reporting on the international. My suggestion to you is you might want to tell them to drop that last tagline, because when I said that to a friend of mine, he said, "Do I get the whole 24 hours?"
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
How we talk about things really frames everything.
Vive la difference, right? I love it. But
I'm with you there.
So, okay, so what's going to happen on the big day, on Wednesday?
We're just going to really work on getting our message out about women's entrepreneurship and the contribution to the economy and what a huge difference that makes, but also that women entrepreneurs really do have more than one job. So they still do have all the care of the dependents. You know, whether it's parents, whether it's children, they still do most of that work. So thinking about what we expect from them as entrepreneurs and what we expect from each other as family members, it changes the way you talk about entrepreneurship.
There's no question about it. And, of course, my audience knows, and you know, Patty, where my heart is, and where I put my money where my mouth is when it comes to women entrepreneurship on the show since the very beginning. And one of the things that I've encouraged women to do is just not to worry so much about self-confidence. You know, you've got confidence. Claim it. I think they've got more confidence. Women have more confidence than they claim, and men claim to have more confidence than they have. I think that's what happens. What do you think?
A lot of the research supports that, Jim. You know, and it's kind of that trade-off between competence, or it's not a trade-off, but competence and confidence. So you're absolutely right. The competence is there. It's the confidence that we need to work on just as much.
I was talking to a lady one day about this, and I said, you know, I said, women, want, you know, they think about certain things to give them confidence, right? They want to look good. They want their clothes to be right and to match the occasion, all that kind of stuff. I said, when a guy wakes up and he thinks about going and having a big day, it never occurs. Now, he's obviously wants to have a suit cleaned and he wants to have, you know, wants to look right, but it never occurs to him that his clothes gives him confidence. That never happens to a man. And she was surprised to hear me say that.
Well, and there's, again, the different expectations. You know, we'd never get away with that.
Right.
You know, you think about...
But is that what women have done to women?
I don't know that. I think it's what we've all, you know, men and women have
men
done.
Men and women,
okay. Men have expectations about women's attire as well.
You're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right about that. I wouldn't disagree with it. My wife says, why don't men feel guilty? I said, oh, we feel plenty of guilt when we're guilty. We just don't manufacture it.
There you go.
Well, come back. We're going to talk about how you can be a better small business with high tech.
Okay.
And Patty Green can help us with that after these messages. Quick break. Stay with us.
Because this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.